The ninth day of the blessed month of Berimhat, the departure of St. Conan the Confessor. On this day in the year 50 AD, St. Conan departed. This saint was from a city called Antanios in Syria to heathen parents. When he grew, he heard of the preaching of the apostles, and so he believed and was baptized by their hands. Many virtues, such as purity, chastity, piety, and mercy, were manifested in his life. His parents wished for him to wed, but he refused, and they forced him to marry. But he agreed with his wife to keep their virginity and live as such for a period of time. God granted Conan the gift of performing miracles and casting out evil spirits. He attracted his parents, his wife, and her parents to the faith of the Lord Christ. This saint preached the gospel, and many of the heathens believed at his hands. One day, one of the unbelievers went to a pagan temple to offer a sacrifice to the idol. When Saint Conan knew this, he entered the temple and prayed to God to uncover the truth to this man. And a voice came out of one of the idols, declaring that the idol was the work of Satan and not a god. All the people who were present cried out, saying, "One is the God of Saint Conan," and they believed in the Lord Christ and were baptized. When the deputy of Emperor Claudius Caesar heard about the account of this saint, he brought him and proposed to the saint to worship the idols, but he refused and confessed his faith in the Lord Christ. The emperor commanded that Conan be bound and beaten. The people of the city who were present jumped over the soldiers and freed the saint with their hands and brought him to his house and took care of his wounds until he recovered. When Conan finished his good strife, he departed in peace, and the believers made his house a church and laid the body of Conan in it, from which many signs and wonders were manifested. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day was the martyrdom of Saint Adrianus and his wife Martha and Eusebius and Arminius and the 40 martyrs. They were natives of Rome, and they suffered many tortures, for they refused to worship gods made of gold and silver. And they shouted, saying, "We worship one God, the creator of heaven and earth, our King, Jesus Christ." And they were all beheaded by the sword, and they all received the crowns of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.